Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity, for Dr. Herman and his family to be here with us. We thank you that they have the giving hands, the hands of Jesus that help to gather and provide and take care of others who are less fortunate, Lord. In our hearts, we know how blessed we are, and it is an absolute joy to be able to help others. Father, through their lives, they see you. Lord God, may your light shine. Be with Dr. Herman as he speaks with us today. In your name, amen.
Thank you. Good morning. Back in 1995, I was in Honduras. And I think it was 95, 96. And somebody from Seattle area, that we have a connection. A friend of mine, we were doing a lot of mission work in Honduras. And he said, why you don't join one of these mission organizations? And I say, well, I don't think so that I can do that because I'm not able to speak English. And he said, yes, it's right. In a lot of organizations that you need to go and share around the world, the first thing is you need to speak English. So what does mean is you don't have excuses. English is your first language. To go and work outside, and I never imagined that I'm going to be here in a Mennonite world, a brown guy. They only have the desire to go and share it and have a dream. So I was trying to condense my presentations because Pastor Dev said I have only 1 hour to talk. It's a joke. So please, I don't want you to fall asleep there and everything. I have my clock there, so that is completely fine. Do you know when you give a microphone to a Latino, you are in trouble? You are in trouble. Let me ask Amanda, my wife, that she can come and help me to read the scripture.
So I'm going to be reading from Ephesians 3, starting at verse 14. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Do you want me to read the other one now?
Yeah.
And then Ephesians 2, starting in verse 19. You're no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
Thank you. Please keep in mind those passages that Amanda was reading. When I became a Christian back in 1981. I became a Christian because one of the things was a big emptiness in my life. I lost my mother in a really horrible accident, and I saw everything. We have a fire at home, and my mom was burned. She was pregnant 8 months, and she lost the baby. I was 17, and my life changed completely. One is because all these traumas and all the thing, but also to lose my mom. So since that, life was completely different, and my only shelter, my only answer was the Lord. My community became my community, my family, my closest friends. I love small churches. My church was small. I grew up in that. We were really noisy. But our pastor always was give us the challenge to go and share. And many times we travel into other cities, and we are ready to share. And sometimes we don't have any clue what we're going to share there or when was our time. Just only we're willing and open to share the gospel. You see the picture here, no? It's a beautiful picture. It's a beautiful tree. And I will try to make a connection with the illustration here. And this image gives us the sensation like the peace, relaxation, and beauty. But for this tree to arrive to that high, to that beauty thing, took maybe years and maybe some care. Water, sun, the same with this tree that we have here. And sometimes in our life, and Marissa, sometimes we need a nap. Yeah, we are like joking that, yes, I love to have a nap. We have a time for everything. This tree maybe have a years that may be bad weather, windy, but it's still there. So sometime to reach this level, and we can appreciate outside, take a time, but also sometimes people who take care of that. But everything, in order to this to grow, everything has to go, you see, on the ground. We don't see that. In our life, and I remember my pastor, I grew up in my church with a female pastor for 15, 17 years. And I really appreciate all the time that she has spent with us, all the challenge and everything that we receive. Many times she provide good advices and give us water in order to grow. So, and one of the things was, doesn't matter where you go, doesn't matter where you stay, if your roots are in a firm place, you will stay firm. I am here. After so many years, I promised to the Lord at that time that I was involved in the missions that I'm going to be only 2 years. That was my commitment. That was back in 98. And see, we are in 2023. You know how many years? And I didn't know that. I came here. I have an experience to compare all the cultural thing. Have my children here. Then now they are growing. And they are taller than me. And that's the day you want, no? But at the same time, this challenge is for them. Because I would love Amanda and I believe you as a parent, to give to your children, to your family, this kind of root, that they can keep firm wherever they go, whatever with the weather, whatever with the situation that they face, that they know that the foundation is Jesus Christ, no matter what happened around. And that is with what I think our goal as a parent. You know, the world now changed. The world is a lot of conflicts. We were praying for Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, and Africa. There's a lot of things that's going on. But if we keep this root, we'll have a beautiful pumpkin. But also, when the seeds and all the things that don't work, also we have trees that they don't give a fruit or something, or they're not really beautiful compared maybe to the first one. If we move outside in our relationship with the Lord, this maybe can happen. And it's very sad, but also God gives us opportunities. And yes, if we want to be like this kind of trees, beautiful trees, big trees, that they can go beyond, that you can go far away with the trees and all thing, we need to stay in close relationship with the Lord. In our personal life, in our church life, we always going to face difficult times, good times, storms, windy weather, sunny, rainy days. But if we come back to that picture where our root at really good established and we have a really good foundations and the Lord, I'm sorry that I repeat many, many times that we will stay firm. If we want to be like that, and also we want to be a good example for our children, for our families, we need to be close to the Lord. And no matter what the time that we have, I have a difficult time in my life, and I didn't know that all these problems and all the things was different to many people. We face situations here like when we have everything. Even if we struggle, we have a social programs here that people can go and receive some benefits and other things. But in my time, we don't have nothing. My parents, they were making only like $20, $40. That was the income every month. We were three boys. And you know, the boys, they eat a lot. And at the end of the month, we don't have a food. We don't have a food. And my mom, I remember, there was like, by the 20th, you know, 5th, 26th at the month, we were like, sure, and food. But we were happy. We were playing the real football. Sorry to say that. Soccer. And we didn't have a lot of things. But my grandma, she was planting the seed in us. And she always took it to the Christian evangelical churches, because we grew up in really big Catholic environment. I can go on and on and on. But my point is, as a church members, and also in your personal life, we need to have a really good foundation. And no matter where we go, we can stay firm. And I am here, sharing my dream with you. Because we didn't have anything, with a lot of sacrifice, I decided to go to the medical school. And sometimes I have only one meal per day. And I don't know, this is maybe one of the reasons I didn't grow up too much, but also a little skinny when I came here. But my desire was to help the people. How can I be a good example? And not to worry about make money. And one of the first classes that we have at the medical schools in Honduras, one of the professors say, how many of you are here because you want to make money? We are like 60 students in a room. Everybody raised their hand. There was two of us answer the second question when they say, how many of you are here because you love the profession, but also you want to help the people? Two hands. 58 or something, they say they want to make money. So when I met Amanda, I said, Amanda, I don't promise that we're going to have money, but I promise that we're going to help people. And that's just the reason why I'm here. So let me connect this with the thing that I'm sharing. Healthy Niños has been our dream. We continue the work with the Mama Project. I think you're familiar with Mama Project. We're doing the same thing. Mama Project now is doing more work upside in Africa and India and in other countries. And Healthy Niños more focused in Honduras. So I feel identified with these children that they don't have nothing. We empower the poor people, we're trying to help them. We have three major programs, and one is the Nutrition Center, the Service Team, Deeper on East, Blooming Glen, and it's many other churches that have been in Honduras. Deeper on is one of the ones that go every single year. I think they have 24 years in a row, 25, something like that. We have also the community developed education. We are not really far away. Honduras is right there in Central America. And this is some 9 or 10 people. They don't have in medical insurance. In 2017, more than 2 million the people that they don't have access to medical services. So we are the answer for them. Every year, when we have more team and other things, we are maybe offering, we work more than 50 communities, and sometimes we offer around more than 10,000 medical consultations. Through the Warm Project, we distribute the deworming medicines, and I think you support some of this project. We have nearly 3 million doses of prenatals for pregnant women so they can have the nutrients. And we support hospitals, public clinics, sometimes schools, and around maybe 200 volunteers that go on air every year. This is our nutrition center. Now it's maybe a little different because they paint the different color to give you more attractive to the children. This is the place where these families, they can stay for 1, 2, 3 months until they recover. Sometimes we find people that are eating just only one meal per day, families, one meal per day. I know one of the cultural shock when I came here is they always, in Mennonite meetings, always is a lot of food. And always is a lot of desserts. We are losing that because now the young family, they go to any supermarket and buy the cookies and everything. Before, we were making and all the thing. So that is one of our, my first thing that I thought here, that you have food, that you have access to that. We didn't have that. So these families, in September, I was in Honduras, in a nutrition center, we received one little child. They were eating just only tortilla with salt. This children, this little boy, was have a really bad anemia, and it looked so pale. It's not it was white, but they don't have the nutrition and all thing. This is one mother, and one of the picture to this to your right or to your left. Is a month, a pound, was like Diego was born in 2007. It was when Diego, was, we have the picture compared to this little lady, a little girl. Diego was looking like a giant. And the next picture is the same mother, 40 years old, 3 months, 3 months later. And you can see how the lady recovered and the baby as well. And I think this is also some of the kids in 2005 that we have a chance to receive then at the nutrition center, where we offer the three meals, snacks. We offer the super cookie. And I don't know how many of you work in the super bar that we have before. And some of the men in the church were making the cookie here and packing to and send it to Honduras. These children's, and this picture was in 2017, and one of them now is in college. We asking them what happened if the organization maybe didn't offer the help at that time. They say the answer is, I don't think so, we're still alive, but we'll pass away. This is some of the children that come to the medical brigade, and this is how we arrive to the communities, and we bring all the stuff in one of the truck, and this is also how we mix the concrete and the floors and other thing, and this is the benefit to receive a concrete floor. A lot, you see this 78% reduction the diarrhea, respiratory problems, and also the families can clean the floor, they can wash everything, and can keep a little healthy. Remember that in this family, they don't have a dirt floor. The children, they start to crawl, and they put their hands into the mouth, and that's the cycle for the intestinal parasites. There are some studies, this is in 2014, now the concrete floor is more than $250 to do that. But for $250, you can make a big and huge difference and transform the life of this family. So we have a donations, and when we are able this year, I think we're going to finish with more than 100 floors per year this year. So when you do the math, you will see the investment. But more important than that is how this family will improve. And it's really amazing. This is the station and how they can go. And here is the board members. And Bart Rice was there on that trip doing some work and providing some water and doing some floors for the families. We do this system. This is a little bucket with a filter. And I think I have one picture of maybe not. This bucket with the filter can be good. If they only use one family, can be good for more than 60 years. They have to clean it maybe twice or three times per week. But if you can give it to the family, maybe 5 or 8 members, this filter can be good maybe for 40, 45 years. Now we have a really good problem. because the filter is working really well in the communities. This is the water for drinking and cooking. Because it's really slow, they can provide a lot, but during the day, they can filter for enough for cook, but also for drink. One of the first things that when I came here is, I think Amanda remembered that I was able to drink the water from the sink. We don't do that. Our water is so contaminated. And here, wherever you go, you can drink the water, and you know that the water is really safe. With $40, you can transform the life and the families. $40 for 60 years, this is a really good deal. So now we have a problem because a lot of communities that are using the filter, and they don't have a GI problem. The children that don't have diarrhea, they don't have another thing because they are drinking this water. So now the community, they're asking for 50, 100 filter. They don't ask them for 1, 2, or 3. So this is a really good problem for me because I need to move to the different places and asking to the people if they can help us to provide a water filtration system for their family. This is a typical house. I know they don't look like the houses that we have here. This is a typical house in the countryside in Honduras. This is the houses when the teen go and your son were in that kind of houses and pour the concrete. I know that doesn't look good, but believe me, this house is really nice compared to the many houses that they don't have nothing. This is the water that they receive, and I think that you can see it's a little dark, but this is a few years ago. This is some information. Every 21 seconds, children die for water-related diseases. So during this time that we have been here, worship the Lord and other things, yes, also really sad, there are some children that die for simple thing, contaminated water. And this is something that we can change. And I am glad that we are changing many communities in Honduras. And that is part of my dream. And that's the part of the dream also that the board member, the organization, and many others. But this is the kind of water that they drink. I don't know if you were able to see, but the boy is holding a little glass with water. That's the water that's filtrated. And you can see, you can compare the glass. I don't know if I can point it here. But you can see the water is a little like a chocolate or something like that. And when we use the filter, right immediately in front of their eye, the water comes really clean. I have a couple of minutes for 11:30, so we're really good. We have some food relief program. With COVID, we have some problems. And with COVID, a lot of these families, because they only make $7 per day. And that is one of the reasons why a lot of these people, they move here to the United States because they want to make some income and they want to send money to their families. The majority of them, they are really good workers. So for $40, we can provide also a dry food for very close to a month to the families. So in the past, also we are in contact with some local organization and trying to get involved then, and they can help us because there's a lot of need in the communities. Here's my contact information. You can contact me and you have a question or something like that. But I just want to close 11:30. That's good. You see, I didn't talk a lot. Because my kids, you're going to talk for hours. When you have a passion for something, when you have the love and the commitment, but also when you know that the only answer for these families is goal and mission teams, doing activities to collect like you did with the clothing with the hygiene kit, with the toys. And this is coming from you. We can be a good example for them. And we can answer. Every single year, these families are waiting for us. And we are the only answer. So please keep healthy niños in your prayers. The God open doors and that we can receive donations and that we can continue helping, but also that we can continue showing the love of Jesus, especially to those children. Many of these women, when they come to the nutrition center, they become Christians. Every single morning, we have a devotional with them. And that is our time that we share the gospel. They will give us Bibles. I'm sorry to say the numbers and everything, but for $5, we can provide a Bible for these families. And they are eager to receive the Bibles. So this is my passion. This is my dream. I hope my family, my kid, they can continue with the dreams, and no matter where they are, no matter it's here, no matter it's any place. Brothers and sisters, we have opportunity to help the people. And we don't have to go far away. We have to opportunity to help our neighbors, to a local organization. They are looking for or they need support. So please keep doing. And thank you very much for your time.
Yep. Yeah.